I'm starting to understand why millennials are drawn to astrology. It seems like a personalized way to interpret the world and connect to other people. So, Dylan says that he understands why some millennials are drawn to astrology now. And he explains that it seems like a personalized way to interpret or see the world, and also a way to connect to people on a different level.
Dylan 他就说呢 I'm starting to understand why millennials are drawn to astrology. 就是说呢他开始了解为什么千禧一代的人会这么着迷于占星学了。It seems like a personalized way to interpret the world and connect to other people. 他说呢占星学似乎就是一个解读世界还有连接人们的个人化方法。
Some people even refuse to date people of a certain sign. That seems like overkill.But it shows how seriously people are committed to it. Anna explains that based on people's signs, other people might refuse to date a certain person because of their sign. So if their signs do not mesh well, they won't date that person. And Anna says that seems like overkill. And overkill is much more of something than is needed, resulted in less effectiveness.So Anna kind of thinks that might be too much, or you might be too much into astrology if you refuse to date a person based on their sign, but she says it shows how seriously people are committed to astrology.
Anna 她又表示说呢 some people even refuse to date people of certain sign, 就说呢有一些人甚至他是拒绝和特定的星座交往的 That seems like overkill.But it shows how seriously people are committed to it. 就是说呢那似乎过头了但也显示就是人们对星座的忠诚度。这边有一个就是 overkill, 就是名词的意思就是有夸张过头的意思。